Michael Jackson, and Remember the Time, right here on the Tony Horn Radio Show. And on the Tony Horn Radio Show, it is time for how many weeks have we been doing this now? About
six.
So, about a third of the way through. it's time to welcome back the X Factor winner from 2004, author of Getting Over the X, which I've been working on with him.
It's Steve Brookstein.
To slaughter last night's X Factor. Go on, amaze me. Tell me you loved every minute of it, Steve.
Loved it. Yay.
Oh, you're sounding rough this morning.
Oh, man, just... I've been struggling with a cold, but I'm on the mend.
Are you? You weren't just yelling at the TV, getting so excited over X Factor. Is that not what it was?
Oh, if only you knew what I was doing last night.
Obvious question then. Who is a no-hoper? Who is this week's blonde Electra?
Oh, man. Do you know what? I was just thinking, at this stage, I think there's still so many that could go out this week. I'm probably going to have to go with, I mean, Stevie Rich's pony every week, so that goes without saying, but he's just sparkling, so he's staying in regardless for a couple of more weeks at least. You know, it's a tricky one. I'm going to have to... Jake struggled on his choruses this week. He's a bit flat. I'm going to go with... Because I just can't remember what she did. Was Stephanie Nala... Is it Stephanie Nala? Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Or there's another girl called Lola Saunders. One of those two are definitely bottom two. Mm. Just because I can't remember anything about them.
And what did you make of Simon? I mean, really, a desperate narrative this week when he said that the Great British Bake Off, which is, you know, was getting 4 million more viewers than X Factor. You know, he's saying he doesn't understand the attraction of, he said something like looking at an eclair at the end of the show, you know, whereas on X Factor you can find another Leona Lewis, which I don't think they've actually done.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I think he's missed the... But I think he's a little bit disappointed because he had Food Glorious Food that didn't take off and nobody liked that show. Now he's got to sit through the fact that the biggest show on TV is a cookery show that he didn't make, you know. But, I think he's losing the plot. I think he said a few things last night that were just a little bit wrong.
And, yeah, the other thing he said as well was that he was going to take on Eurovision. I mean, he's seriously, the language coming out of the X Factor now, as you know, Steve, is just deluded, isn't it? I mean, it's deluded.
Well, yeah, yes and no, because I do think he's saying this sort of stuff because X Factor is on the slide, and you know, if it has another bad week of ratings, you know, he's seriously thinking about pulling the plug. So I think at the moment he's just thinking, I've got to keep mentioning things that are good in my life, which are One Direction, which we're going to hear about every single week. He's going to start talking more and more about Britain's Got Talent and the Talent brand, because that is still going pretty strong. Yeah. And he's going to talk about his baby, and that's it. That's all we're going to hear about.
I thought they would make quite a bit of Ben Haynau, the fact that it happens every week, doesn't it? I know it happened to you in 2004,
yeah.
But
yeah,
they're saying that his throat was going. They needed to rest his vocal cords.
Yeah.
So that's a card that always gets you through to the next round, isn't it? You know, however good you are.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, they put some... I mean, obviously, I mean, I had laryngitis, so, I mean, that was the way it goes. But that was down to the fact that they could get you doing so much talking. But with Ben, I do think there's some technical difficulties that he has. He belts a lot, and he actually tightens up his vocal cords. So he's going to, you know, this... I don't, you know, because he's, you know, they keep going on about the van driver, but because that's what he does for a living, and he doesn't sing... I don't believe he does properly sing for a living. He's going to be more prone to vocal issues.
In fact, it wasn't just Ben Haynau. I mean, can you... First things first, Steve, can you see anybody making it with the name Ben Haynau, as good as he is? But it wasn't just Ben Haynau that had voice problems. Apparently half the acts had gone down with the flu this week. So I suppose the question to you is, what disease would you like to spread around the camp in the next 7 days?
I can't believe you said that. No, I can't. I'm not going to even go there. Hey, now, I'm not going there.
Okay, we'll leave it there. That's Steve Brookstein, the winner of the first X Factor in 2004. Great. Thank you, Steve.